Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The Slacker Show.
303-222-5423.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You want to hear about your meet the parents disasters?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of that time of the year where you just... Have you met more than one set of parents in your life?
I'm literally thinking if I have or not.
You've only met one set of parents?
No.
My God, I'm a long-term relationship guy. I meet everybody's parents. I've met your parents and we haven't even dated. I met TX's parents.
I don't think you ever have, actually.
No, you've met Angie's parents.
My wife's parents, yeah.
I've never met yours?
I don't think so.
You would know.
Yeah.
You would remember.
You keep me in our, whatever our relationship is, kind of hidden.
Why
did
I meet your wife's then? That's weird.
One of the baby showers? Or a birthday, and they were there.
Yeah, I think they were just there for a party, maybe.
Like the for me, so basically what we want is your meet the parent disasters, and we don't want like, oh my God, man, they were great, everyone's happy. Like that's not.
No,
I distinctly remember my sort of college girlfriend. I had been in love with her since eighth grade.
Oh.
And I didn't get a date her till college.
Wow.
Okay.
So I kind of laid in wait, and then I finally got to meet her mom, and we went. Her dad was like a big dude, and I was a little scared of him, but like went down in the basement, and her mom is sitting in the basement crocheting with sunglasses on.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
And Kim left me with her mom for a minute. She's like, oh, I got to run back upstairs. So it's just me and mom, and she's just sitting there, and I'm like, I didn't know if she was blind. I didn't know if she was like doing this by feel. Like I was like, nobody prepped me for this. So she asked me a couple questions and then she's like, could you do me a favor and turn the lamp on? And I'm like, okay. And I go over to the lamp and I'm like,
it's on.
It's on. And she's like, oh, then do the overhead light. And I'm like, okay. It's also
on.
It's also on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to talk to her and she's like, I just can't, it's so dark in here.
Honey.
She thought she had her regular glasses on. So she's crocheting, and this is like,
oh my God.
But like, this is the first mom I've ever met. And like, you know me, I'm going to come at you if you do something that flipping stupid.
Yes, we know.
Yeah. Right.
You're talking to the right audience.
Right.
We know.
But 19-year-old slacker, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to tell you. The reason it's dark in here is because you're wearing your sunglasses.
By then, you have your sunglasses on,
no,
too.
You're trying
to impress her.
She literally had no idea she had her sunglasses on.
Wow.
It was just the weirdest. And I'm like, please, God, Kim, come back downstairs. Please. For the love of everything
holy. Then Kim is going to be like, why didn't you tell her?
Yeah, no, I understand, but you understand the predicament I'm in. How do I tell this person? I'm trying to impress her, and it's like, hey, idiot, you're crocheting in sunglasses.
I feel like that could be a good bonding moment.
No, it's not.
Because then you could be like, are you aware you are wearing your sunglasses?
I
think that would be great, honestly.
I just sat there, and then Kim came down, and she was like, hey, Mom, you're wearing your sunglasses. Oh! And it was like, why didn't you tell me? And I'm just like, ugh.
Exactly.
I just thought,
how am I going to tell you that?
You look cool.
How? That's what I thought she was doing.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
I thought she was trying, like, maybe that's her only prescription. I didn't know.
I'm with you. I'd be so uncomfortable. I would go with it too. Because you're trying to make a good, you're trying to impress
her. Yes!
So impress her with honesty.
No!
No one's going to call with stories of, I was so honest with my in-laws the first time I met. Like, I couldn't. I didn't know what to do. Little Evie. Evie? I don't know.
You don't even remember her name.
I know how it's spelled. I can't remember. Well, because now I have a dog named Evie. So I think that was Evie, and I think her name was Evie. I don't know. Evie? Evie.
Okay.
Anyway, sitting there crocheting. Can anybody save me from my own story?
I have a couple.
Okay. Kinda,
my current wife, I was at her.
This is not something you want to say. We've warned you about this.
My wife now. There's another story.
The love of my life. The only wife I'm ever going to have.
I have another story that's another set of parents. So I'm just trying to differentiate. My wife's parents, who now are my in-laws.
Okay.
I went to their house to meet them. I used the restroom.
No. And then,
no.
What did you eat in that day?
What I always eat.
Oh, God. Oh, for the love of all that is holy.
So then I ended up clogging the toilet. So I pulled my wife, who we were just dating at the time, and I said, hey, I need you to get me a plunger. Like, I will fix it. I have something's going on. Just help me out. And she goes, yeah, sure. Hey, Dad, where's the plunger?
No!
You blew it!
My God.
So
you have to come back. You have to walk of shame out of there going,
and he's
yes,
coming,
I pooped.
And he's like, do you think this will work? You know, and he's trying to be so nice. And I'm like, yeah, it'll be fine.
That is the
worst. And he's like, you're fine. Don't even worry about it. Like, I can take care of it. It's like, no, I'll take care of it.
Because it's still there.
Oh, yeah. It's
oh, my like, God.
Have to close
and they
the
don't
door.
Have a poop knife.
No, they didn't. They're not one of those families.
That's so embarrassing.
The other parents that I met, I ended up feeling up the mom, but let's give the phone number first.
If you have a meet the parents story that went sideways, call or text 303-222-5423.
I'm nervous.
A girl I was dating in high school, I went and I met her parents. This was literally the first time I had met them. And the girl had a heart condition, so she had a pacemaker put in. And this was very new to, whatever, 17-year-old Tyler. Like, I didn't know anything about it. So they're explaining the pacemaker and how you have to, it monitors and blah, blah, all this. And then the mom says, I actually have one, too. And they're like, oh, great. Yeah, it's hereditary, blah, blah. And she said, it's right here. Feel it. And she takes my hand and she puts it there. And she's like, no, you got to get, it's like kind of under. You got to get, and I am, my hand is just there at the dinner table. And the girl I was dating is.
She had you go under her shirt on her.
She's a nurse. The mom is a nurse. So she is coming at it as like, if you're going to date my daughter, you got to know it's here. This is the sound it makes. This is all this stuff. So, but then I'm feeling, it's just at the dinner table.
And the husband's looking at you like.
Get your hands off
my wife. I got you,
wife.
Junior.
Yeah, and I'm like, feels very similar to your daughter's. What are you supposed to say? I put my sunglasses on.
You had to be like.
I was very nervous. And then the girl I was dating is losing her mind. She's like, Mom, what are you doing? And she's like, he needs to know. And I'm like, you know, I do kind of need to know. So I'm, you know.
Aaron?
I have only met a couple of parents. And I remember my ex meeting his mom for the first time. I introduced myself. She obviously knew my name, but you know, you introduce yourself. Yeah. I say, I'm Aaron. And she goes, isn't that a boy's name?
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, it can be, I guess.
That's Aaron. Like,
it's both. It's fine. And then from that moment on, anytime she would call him, he would put her on speaker and she would just be like, are you still dating that redhead one?
Feel her up for me. See if she's got a pacemaker on her.
Okay. She's very nice, though, just for the record.
You're not dating that guy anymore.
No.
But you still keep in touch with the woman who refers to you as the redhead.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, if you've had a tragic meet the parent story, we'd love to hear yours as well. 303-222-5423.
For the first time, I introduced myself. She obviously knew my name, but, you know, you introduce yourself. Yeah. I say, I'm Aaron, and she goes, isn't that a boy's name?
Oh, jeez.
I'm like... It can be, I guess.
That's Aaron. Like,
it's both. It's fine. And then from that moment on, anytime she would call him, he would put her on speaker And she would just be like, are you still dating that redhead one?
Feel her up for me. See if she's got a pacemaker on her.
Okay. She's very nice, though, just for the record.
You're not dating that guy anymore.
No.
But you still keep in touch with the woman who refers to you as the redhead.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, if you've had a tragic meet the parent story, we'd love to hear yours as well. 303-222-5423. All right. So we're trying to take the sting out of some people who've gone through the toil and trauma of meeting the in-laws. Meet the parents. Emma.
Yay.
Meet the parents. What happened to you?
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, I met my boyfriend's dad at a hockey game. He was really nice. He got me a hot chocolate. He got himself a coffee.
Nice.
It's a good dad move.
Right? Really lovely. And I was enjoying it. I don't know a lot about hockey, but what I do know is that his dad got into a fight about 5 minutes later with the ref, and he threw his coffee at him and got kicked out.
Oh, no.
What?
You're not supposed
to
do that.
Hold on. The meet the parents moment was not you being an a-hole. It was him.
Yeah. I mean, luckily not to me, but to this poor ref that got hot.
But did you get kicked out with him, or did you had to go with him, or what'd you guys do?
He got kicked out, and then, I mean, by default, we had to go with him.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
What's... So, oh, my God.
I didn't get to finish the hockey game, nor really learn about it, but...
Are you banned from this? I don't want to ask if it was... It wasn't the big hockey... Can you ever go back? Can he go back?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I can go back, but...
That's what matters.
Never go back.
Harry's just like, you're not ruining this for me, man! Are you still with the guy?
Yes, I am.
Nice.
Okay, good. What do you mean nice?
He's
date
a hockey
a guy
player. That's all that matters.
No, he's, okay.
He's fiery. He gets it from his dad.
Yeah, that did not go well.
He's a passionate man.
Thank you, Emma. Jenny?
Yay.
Meet the parents. What happened to you?
Okay, so I did not know it was a parent at first. It was so awkward. My winter formal, the guy came to pick me up and everything was going well. But I noticed he had a shadow with him and it was a parole officer. Oddly enough, it was actually his mom. So it wasn't his parole officer that he had to bring with us to the formal, which was a good check. But, she did in fact, like ask for my license. Like it was crazy.
ran a background check on you?
Oh, yes, like in front of everybody and not as a joke. Like my parents were just trying to take pictures, like put the corsage on my wrist and get a picture. And this woman was like, can I have your license?
Wait, you're being serious.
She's like,
she asked for your ID.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. She went back to the car and ran it, like the whole shebang, like called it in.
What?
So just put your corsage and if we could get your prints.
I think my dad even thought, oh, like, is he like in trouble? Is this like his parole officer doing this for him? No, she was his mom and she was checking me out.
Oh, no.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's amazing.
Okay. Well, you passed.
You're not still with that guy, right? Did you make it through that night or no?
I did make it through that night. Yeah. Literally with someone.
Did he have handcuffs at all?
That's a question we're not answering today. Thank you, Jenny. Jess.
Yay.
Meet the parents. What happened to you?
Well, this is super embarrassing, but I had to tell it. So me and my boyfriend were getting down and dirty, and I got a little too crazy and ended up injuring a very prominent part of his body.
No. Prominent part? So like his leg? His torso?
Third leg, yeah.
One of the three.
Please be my leg.
Oh, yeah. God.
So we quick went to the ER, then all of a sudden, we're just sitting there in his hospital room, and his parents walk in.
Yeah, because is he a minor? They have to come.
Yep, yeah.
Oh, no.
So, So I was sitting there, and now I am known as the girl who broke his junk.
You're still with the dude? I would walk out of that hospital and burn it to the ground.
No, there's other patients in there. You can't do that.
Do the, like, Joker thing where you evacuate everybody first and then burn it to the ground.
Yeah.
He's not letting her go.
Well, she's the reason I'm this way now. So you are still with that guy? You broke his junk and you stayed with him? Is that because you feel bad about breaking his junk?
No, it was really fun. So
it was really fun breaking his junk.
You're a dark one. We premiered it yesterday, and it is climbing up the charts, coming in at number 6 billion. The brand new news are... Why are you guys not supporting me?
No, I am. I'm literally thinking, is there a way that I can take it, upload it to Spotify, Apple Music's, whatever, get it up the chart? I'll talk to the record labels.
Yes, let's get this. Let's get this in power.
Yeah, start working it.
So we've added some guitars and some... I don't know if you can hear the nuances of it, because there's a point in the middle where I did like... with the guitars.
That's my favorite part.
Just before the talking comes in.
And like the whammy bar kind of thing.
Whammy bar to nowhere, so good. With 3 different guitars at the same time.
Oh, like, no way.
Yeah, it's just like... So without further ado, take videos of yourself rocking out...
Yeah.
To the new.
To the new. Oh.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope.
So good. It's so good.
This is news. Or no.
And then a couple more gong gongs in there. I was going to bring everything back up. I'm still working on it. I think by the new year, that thing is going to be a chart topper.
Okay.
Get Dua Lipa on it. And
yep.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
By the way, Dua, if you're listening, studio time is wide open. You don't even have to sleep with me.
Okay.
But if you want to...
Oh, you cut that deal for her, huh? Not for me. All right. Today's a very special day.
Yes.
It is National Maple Syrup Day. I would like to celebrate by going around the room and just hearing everybody say the word syrup.
Oh.
Hold on. I need to think about how I say it.
I think I say it wrong.
Pancakes with syrup. I say syrup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's syrup.
Are you syrup, right? Yeah. Not syrup.
Yeah, I thought I was syrup until she said it, and then I realized how stupid she looks, and I decided to adjust my... No, okay, yeah,
pancakes
you're right.
My wife
you
and
want
I have this argument.
Can you pass me the syrup? Yeah, no, it is syrup. It's syrup.
Syrup.
Can you pass me... Say it. Like, hey, your pancakes... Is your butter's melting? You want it? Which kind do you want?
Can you pass me the blueberry syrup? No, man.
Dang it.
My wife and I have this. She says syrup. She swears it's right. She's from the East Coast, so I don't know if that's the thing. I agree.
It's syrup.
So I would love listeners to you text in the Berg Simpson text line 303-222-5426. Is it syrup?
5426? Okay.
5423.
So somebody's getting. If you're at 303-222-5426,
so
could
sorry.
You text us to 303-222-5423 and we will apologize to you for your. Can we? Should
we'll
we just call that?
We'll give you some
syrup. Okay. I'm just calling it.
This Let's is out investigative who. Journalism.
We're in the field.
I mean, I don't.
The number you have reached
thank
is
the sweet baby Jesus. So you can text that all day long. You're not going to get anywhere. Ha! Come
Sorry.
On, man.
We're
professionals.
222-5423.
How do you want them to text? You like S-I-R if you're a syrup or like S-E-E if you're a syrup.
Syrup. Yeah. S-E-E or
S-Y.
Syrup. Yeah. Or just S-Y-R. Say I say it right.
Well, I mean, if enough people say it's S-E-E, then maybe it is S-E-E. But I don't think it is.
Yeah, I don't know. Could it, I don't know if it can get me off the hill, but I am curious.
Can I take us farther down the rabbit hole?
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I grew up very... My father hated this, so I shouldn't say we
were poor. You used to use like corn syrup, right?
Yes, like Karo.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And so, like, being able to afford really expensive whiskey and wine and stuff is something that I pride my... Like, I love having a good glass of, like... Blanton's or Weller or something after a great meal with friends or whatever. But if we have pancakes in my house, I buy the most ratchet. Like
really?
I personally like, and I've had Vermont.
Yeah,
like
it's delicious.
Real deal maple syrup. It's close. but I don't get. I get it. I do get it because there's Lulu's Farms out by my house sells this real maple syrup that's been aged in bourbon barrels that'll change your life. In fact, I drink it.
Really?
Like, if you're trying to, like...
It was only made in bourbon barrels. Like,
no, no, no,
you,
but
we,
it's
can,
like,
we can
I'll
help
drink
you.
Any syrup, if there's leftover syrup on the table, I will say, like, since I'm trying to cut out the carbs or whatever, and, like, you get done eating a meal, and you're like, I need a little something for dessert, and I don't want to eat, like, a piece of cake. Like, I'll just do a shot of agave or a shot of syrup. Is that crazy?
Interesting.
You've never done that?
No.
Well, you're diabetic, so yeah. It probably would kill you.
I feel like I still want the cake.
But yeah. What is your syrup? Are you fancy? Are you maple people?
Maple, yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Mrs. Like the Aunt Jemima Real Fake. I know we don't call it that anymore. I forget her new name.
I don't remember either.
But it's like...
Mrs. No. Buttersworth, is that different?
It might be
that's
that.
What, I don't
same
know
thing.
If that's
they,
the same,
like they
yeah.
make it. It's almost in the exact same package. It's shaped like her body.
Yeah.
But it's like super thick.
But no,
does not have any of that maple.
I do the real stuff.
Oh yeah,
wherever
see,
I can.
I have both in my house, and my kids are trained to only like the real thick stuff. So it's very strange. All right, that's the wrong button. That's right next to the right button. Here's the right button. There we go.
Good evening. We know that it's National Maple Syrup Day. It is also National Say It Now Day. As the end of the year is winding down, it's the perfect time to show gratitude to those around you for all that they have done during the year. So, is there anything you guys would like to tell
this
me?
This is not fair. Because you knew you were doing this story, so you probably have things
you guys can... I don't. But
well,
I think
that's
it's
stupid. If I were doing this, if I was like dropping a bombshell on you
guys... I
think
it's a really cute thing, though. It's a national day, and I just wanted to bring awareness to it.
Can I... I don't know if I told you guys this. Hold on. You're going to have to stand by. Because I have to get
Do you want
to
play that one music bed again?
Yeah, hold on. I can do that. Hold on.
Thank you. T-Hack, what do you put on your pancakes?
Butter and syrup.
Okay, here we go.
Keep it classic.
Okay. Do you guys have anything you want to say to me?
Ooh, we'll let you go first.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to be the most narcissistic person on the planet, which is shocking for everybody here. On Thanksgiving, do you guys know I have a love-hate relationship with my friend Ben?
Yes.
Because he's just such an a-hole to me.
A loving a-hole.
But he's mostly an a-hole. Like, he'll be like, you want to grab a drink? And I'm like, absolutely, let's grab a drink. And then he'll send me a picture of a drink at a bar, and I'm like, where are you at? And then he pings me his location, and he's in Austin. And I'm like, that's not funny. How's that funny?
I got my heart up.
No, it's not.
You're like, I'm in the shower, I'm getting ready, and now, oh.
Yeah, right. And it's like, he's being, right. And I just want to say, I sent this text to my son then, and I was like, do this for your friends. And I love that today's the day to do this. And maybe we, from now till the end of the year, everyone should try to write a text to their friend. I don't know how much of those I can read. But on Thanksgiving Day, this a-hole of a man who's the Lucy to my Charlie Brown. He pulls the football out from under me all the time. It's like, dude, you want to meet me downtown? I'm like, absolutely. And like, he's in downtown Cancun. I'm like, that's not funny. How's that funny? Yeah. He said... You know what I'm thankful for this year? Ribs. Not just any ribs, your smoky ribs. And Maker's Mark, easy on the 7. Thankful for your smash burgers. Thankful for your wings. Thankful for pico de guaco, something I've invented. It's real thick. Pico de guaco. In other words, thankful for all the times you fed me. Thankful for the laughs. Thankful for all the funny stories. Sometimes stupid, but mostly funny, thankful for your personality, thankful for your friendship, brotherhood. Damn, where would I be without you? Probably on a plane to Mexico. Oh, wait, that's where I am.
But I love that.
Can't help himself.
He can't, because he went to Mexico when he sent that to me. But it's like, today, like Aaron saying today is that day hit me in the feels. Like, we should all write a text like that. First off, the three of us in this room...
Yeah, wait, we all... Yeah.
Should we go around and introduce each other? Who are you?
Just be nicer to each other! I need to talk to Aaron a little bit.
Okay.
Are you mad at people who use Ozempic and...
Like- no, I don't know why people think that. I've gotten texts from people being like, it's not cheating, and it's like, I didn't say that it was. If you want to use it, go ahead. I just think that I want to make sure that the people who need the drug to treat their diabetes, to actually get it
first.
And
you are mad a little bit.
I'm not.
Okay. No, I am justified in your anger a little bit because it's just become such a thing. Everybody and their dog is on the thing.
Yeah, their dogs.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
A lot of hot dogs.
It's, hot diggity dog.
It's crazy how many people are, and I'm all for it. I've considered it. I'm considering a different peptide that you have to work out with. Because I don't.
But then why even do the peptide? Why not just work? Like, you're already doing
the main thing. I am working out, but it's not fast enough for me. Okay. I want the jump start. Do you know what I mean? You get a little, and it's just a peptide. Like, I feel like semaglutide, like what's it called? What's the main one?
Ozempic?
Yeah, there you go. That is just, because you lose muscle mass and you do other things, but it's great for people who are super obese who just need to get started.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, if there are diabetics, the reason I'm asking, Aaron, in case you're brand new or don't know this, because we don't talk about it all the time, you're a type 1 diabetic.
Correct.
So it just feels like, I love it when they find another use for a drug. I think that's cool. You know, like Viagra,
for sure.
You know where Viagra came from?
Yeah, what was it?
Was it a heart?
Asthma.
No.
Yeah. Because they're trying to get
to expand
your capillaries in your lungs to open up. So they're like giving all these asthmatic people like the things like, oh my God.
No, it was hypertension.
I thought it was asthma.
Mm-mm.
I mean, okay, whatever. They were trying to get your capillaries to open.
There's a lot of tension now.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is they're like, can you breathe easier? And it's like, yeah, but also,
hours.
And then all these hypertension people, I guess, they're then dropping dead, but all these dudes have giant wabong. It's like, I love it. Like I said, I love it when a drug gets used off label and it's great. Great, whatever.
Do you love it? To me, it's kind of like, well, why? You didn't know what it was going to be? I mean, I don't know anything about making drugs, but you thought it was going to fix this and it just did this other completely thing and you're like, oh, it's all good.
It's kind of good because they were going, I know what it is. We got to fix the capillaries around the heart or the capillaries in the lungs or whatever and like open them up. And it's like, look, it works. They're looking and they're not doing all the research in the body. I'm like, oh, it's opening all the capillaries.
Oh, okay.
Look at those capillaries go.
I see.
Capillaries are good. Like, it was a big famous drug in the middle of COVID, and I don't want to get into the politics of it, but ivermectin was something that was like invented for like the Nile River and the Amazon River because it takes care of malaria and just other different, like, because it goes in and helps you out. And it was like, my former in-laws in Brazil take ivermectin every single day, and they're never, ever sick. None of them got COVID because it just got, we figured something out, and then it gets used off-label, blah, blah, blah. I was going to try to keep this short.
Sorry.
Here's the thing. I just saw a commercial and now it's gone too far.
Mm.
What's the thing called on the back of your arm or sometimes on your leg?
Two different things. One is an insulin pump. One is a continuous glucose monitor.
That.
Okay. My CGM. I use Dexcom G6.
Okay.
Love them.
They're selling them to us now.
Yes, they are.
What do you mean?
It's gone too far. Now we're like,
you normies,
that's something for diabetic people.
You normies can wear a CGM and track your blood sugar.
I'm getting ads for it because I'm looking into all these peptides and I'm looking into ways to get healthy, whatever. And now it's like, they're showing these people
so
and
they're
like, and shooting the thing into the back of their arm.
Well, so I wonder if there is a connection with the algorithm. You're looking up like Ozempic and stuff, which is a type 2 diabetes drug. Type 2 diabetics can also wear CGMs. So I wonder if they're trying to be like, you're a type 2 diabetic, buddy, take this.
No, the people they're showing in these ads are healthy. Not the diabetics aren't, but like they're like, now I know what to eat. And they're just showing people and they're like, I'm healthy, like working out. And they're like, and they eat a sandwich. And then it goes, oh man, you're in your glucose range today. People, regular non-diabetic people are taking even more of your diabetic supplies and just using them. Like if there's somebody like you, who can't get a CGM or whatever it's called.
That's it.
I nailed it. Because somebody's like, oh my God, I have love handles.
I just
don't
know.
That pisses me off.
I just, like, if I didn't have to wear this, I wouldn't voluntarily do it.
That's the other thing. I was just like, there was this, you got to find the ad. And she's just like, clunk, and shoot it in the back of her arm. And I'm like, oh, she has diabetes. Like, oh, now I can monitor what I eat. It's literally.
I need to watch the commercial, I think, to fully understand.
I think I'm with you. That makes me mad.
We've gone too far.
Yeah. And especially, like, if you're at that point, like, yes, the thing is monitoring and telling you, but you're not establishing the willpower that you need to keep it long term. And then right. all you have to do is take that thing off. If it's being too annoying because you, right. you keep eating stuff you're not supposed to, just take it off.
Exactly.
And then what are you doing? Like, what are we doing at that point?
It's like, to me, it's like
you're not actually better.
It's like going into King Soopers and there's a person outside, like looking around trying to like find a rascal or whatever because they can't walk. But then there's all these healthy people riding. Oh, look at these. These are fun to ride around the store in. It's not for you.
Right. It shouldn't be like a fad.
Ooh, interesting. Google says over the past few years, interest has grown in the use of CGM among people without diabetes, driven by a desire to avoid pre-diabetes and type 2.
Well, Aaron does make it look really good.
So we're giving away the potential for $100,000 mm-hmm. every single day this week. And today is no exception. Basically what it is $100 worth of Colorado Lottery scratch tickets.
Yeah. You can be really nice and give 50 to your friend, 50 for yourself. Mm-hmm.
Or keep all 100 and be... No, we want you to keep 50 yeah. and give 50 away.
Share responsibly.
So we have a code word and that is coming up very soon.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to start this with sort of a disclaimer mm-hmm. that we're not encouraging this behavior.
No.
Mm-mm.
And it doesn't even have to be alcohol or drug related, really. It can be alien related.
Oh, okay.
Because like sure. mine, okay. We want to talk about your blackout. Like have you ever, have you ever lost time? Have you ever done things that you just flat out don't know how they happened?
Okay. Like magic, almost.
There's a man... in Portland, Oregon, like there's people are just walking around. They hear this guy screaming from the bottom of a 40-foot deep ventilation pipe near a parking garage. I don't know how there
I'm trying
is,
to even picture that.
How something that just goes 40 feet down, yeah. just sitting there, that's man size.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like,
it's like a cartoon or
yes,
something. Where he
don't
fell.
Just, whoa! Yeah.
40 feet, that's a long way. That's a big fall.
Huge fall. I mean, I would hope. I don't think it was very wide. They said it was like...
I'm looking at a picture. It's a tube. It, like, I don't know.
It says it's about a foot wide. Nobody in this room would fit, with all due respect to our fitness regimes, into a 1 foot wide hole.
I think we would.
No,
I think
we
all would.
I can tell you right now,
you
I would not.
You step into that and it doesn't matter. Gravity's taking you in. All of us. Yeah.
It's not. My butt's not getting in there. My skinny little legs will go in. But I'm not going down. My big brain is not going down. Long story longer, people finally heard him and crews were able to quickly free the man. I don't know if they just dropped something down to him or whatever and they pulled him out. The point is he has zero idea how he got there. Like,
weird.
Was he hammered? Did the fall make him forget? At some point, this man was so blackout that he ended up at the bottom of a 40-foot pipe. I mean, regardless of drunk or alien abduction or whatever, imagine your first thought. Like, you wake up and you're like, where?
It's a very tight space. It's very dark.
And there's light 40 feet above me.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Complete nightmare. Like, his hands couldn't have been at his side, right? They had to be over his head.
Yeah, I think so.
Could you like try to snake your way? Right, like,
maybe.
I don't know. But he was just calling for help, I guess, and people heard him.
Yeah,
finally.
Yeah.
And
how would you have the lung capacity? Well, if his arms were up, and they probably just gave him something. Probably
hoisted him up.
Probably first melted a bunch of butter.
Yeah, that's what I would
do. Like they had to grease the pipe. There's no way.
But
you
how long does it take for like the oil or the butter to get all the way down?
They probably had a brush and they were like, like they have the big bottle brush you use to clean your Nalgene bottle.
And then at that point, I'm just hungry.
Yeah, he's just basting in it. He's marinating as it was. So then they pulled him out. Like, but the part of the story I want to focus on is the blackout part.
Yeah.
How did he get there?
He has no idea.
I'm asking myself this, and I think the answer is 80%. What percentage of people have had some encounter that they fully don't remember, where they've lost a chunk of time? Has everyone in this room been there?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're 100% in this room.
I just got out of the tube yesterday.
Okay, so we're going to open up the phone lines and get everybody to call. Like mine, I don't know if like I've necessarily told you guys this story, but like when I went to CU, there's the place called The Hill, if you're familiar with Boulder. It's up above CU campus off of Broadway. And that's where the bars are. That's where the Fox Theater is. That's where the Sink is. Mm-hmm. That's where RTC used to be, which was a bar you'd go into, pay $5, and then it's quarter pitchers all night.
Nice.
Cool.
Dangerous.
Went to RTC with my roommates, drinking pitchers of beer. Obviously, I had to pee. Went to the bathroom. I'm like, Danny, Kenny, Alex, be right back. I'm going to run to the bathroom. The next thing I remember, I'm walking on the side of Highway 93 the next day.
What?
Huh?
I'm literally, I kind of became aware that I was walking. I was like, oh, what? And I'm walking on the side of 93 in Golden. And I know I'm in Golden because I toured the Mines campus and I see the big M on the side of the mountain.
Okay.
That's so dangerous.
Yeah. So what happened?
That's the point, bro. I'm in the bottom of a tube. I don't know what happened.
You still don't know.
To this day, I do not know. I asked my roommates. They're like, you went to the bathroom, man, and we never saw you again. I'm like, was I talking to a girl? They're like, no, I don't know what. So I like, yes, I had some beer, but I was by no means. I'm saying I'm open to the possibility of some of our stories being like I wasn't drinking because I was drinking, but I wasn't.
Not enough for that to happen.
No.
For you to lose track of. So do you think you were abducted?
And then to end up in a different city or town, whatever you want to call it.
And not to wake up laying on a park bench. I sort of was like walking and I was like, wait, what's going on? Where am I?
Yeah, there was definitely some other stuff involved.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like
weird, yeah. That's
and this is pre cell phones, kids.
You stay away from me. I don't like this at all.
But like then you understand that then you have to find a payphone. And call somebody and go like, hey, I need you to come to Golden and get me.
And they got to be asking, what happened? What happened? And you're just saying,
I don't know. And like, come on, man. What'd you do?
You could tell me.
Right. Everyone. Yeah. For weird. That whole, they were just like, come on, just tell me what happened. I have legitimately no idea.
Weird.
So if you slept with me.
That one night.
I don't feel like I had relations necessarily. I didn't. There was nothing.
Okay. Yeah. Didn't feel like you'd been crying. Or anything.
No swollen eyes. Yeah.
No, none of the signs were there.
Okay. So I've told my blackout story. There's a man in a 40-foot tube. If you've got a blackout story, we would love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Well, my blackout story, you guys know one person in here helped me through it and has helped me put the pieces together.
That was alcohol related, yes. But I think it was also drug. Something happened to you.
Yeah, there was something else.
You were drinking like you were a pro, though, but you went from 0 to 100 real fast.
Yeah.
And what do you remember from that? It was opening day like about 6 years ago or something.
The last thing I remember is I had stolen your drink, and then there was someone who doesn't work here anymore who was like, hey, this shot has been on the table here. Do you want it? And I took it. And that is the last thing I remember.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You took a shot that you didn't know.
It was all coworkers there at that table. It was the table that you were at.
Oh, God.
The table you were at.
Shut up.
After I had stolen your drink.
No, I did not. Oh, my God. Because trying to pour you back into the shape of Aaron was a chore.
I remember kind of waking up in the ambulance. Paramedic, I was talking to him about my dog Vinny, and I was like, do you want to know why I named him Vinny? And he was like,
not particularly.
Sure. I was like, I named him after Vincent Van Gogh because his ear is cut. He was like, okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tiak, can we get to your story in just a few minutes? Is that okay? Because we've
got a lot
to. We've got therapists on the phone that want to talk to both me and Aaron.
Some investigators as well.
All right. So we want to hear your blackout story, and you'll hear Tiak's story as well. 303-222-5423. So we're looking for people who blacked out either from alien abduction like me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or alcohol like me.
And T-Hack?
Mine was not alien abduction. It was the first time I was DJing. I was like new in my career, and it was my first New Year's Eve gig. Mm-hmm. So I was a little nervous, so I had a cranberry vodka. And then they were like, it was the first time that they were like, hey, you can just have free drinks. And I just...
Had free drinks,
yeah. And it seemed like a great night until my now wife was there at the time, and she was like, yeah, the owner at one point came out and was screaming at you, because I kept playing Eddie Murphy's Party all the time.
Over and over.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought it was killing it, but I guess it wasn't. So.
Oh, my God.
My girl wants to party.
You can catch T-Hack at Brothers Bar and Grill on Friday nights in Lone Tree. Marcus?
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Blacked out. What happened?
Kind of like you, I was in college. I was taking a final for college calculus, which I had failed twice before. I had started taking Adderall that year for medication.
There you go.
I have a terrible ADHD. I had stayed up 3 straight nights studying for this final. I didn't sleep at all. I get to my class. I don't remember taking the final. I don't remember my drive back home from college. I woke up the next day at 1 p.m. Grades had come out, and I had gotten a perfect score. And to this day,
come on!
I just need to do that every time.
Oh my God! Now I design bridges. What? Oh my God, that's epic. Aubrey?
Wow.
Yeah. Blacked out. What happened?
I went out to the bar with my ex-bestest, and long story longer, took her home, ended up crashing my Explorer into the back of a parked car, got into the very, very back of it, fell asleep, woke up to 2 people touching me, and they were police officers. I freaked out, broke the one cop's occipital bone, and broke the other cop's clavicle in 2 places, and then woke up restrained to a gurney in the hospital.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
You screwed the cops up?
Oh, yeah. Don't touch me if I don't like you. No touchy. I don't know you.
She has such a delicate voice. I can't know. It's imagine.
Like, I'm a little petunia. Wow. Thank you, Aubrey. Don't mess with her. Alex. Alex?
Hello.
Yeah, I blacked out. What happened to you?
I was on a business trip in Florida, someplace I've never been, in Orlando. We got done with our training. We went out with my coworker who lived there. I had one drink, and next thing I know, I woke up the next morning in an alley with no phone, no wallet, had no idea where
no
I was.
No kidney. Lipstick on the dumpster saying, get to a hospital.
Oh, my God.
So you got roofied, dude.
Yeah, and robbed.
Pretty much.
Yeah, roofied and robbed. Sure. The R&R. Mm. Not the one we want.
No.
Classic rest and relaxation or roofied and robbed. Sherry?
Hi, how are you?
This is fun. Roofied. No, I'm sorry. Blacked out. What happened?
My aunt and I had a small girls trip to Vegas. And
only small girls were allowed?
To a piano bar.
Sorry. Yeah, okay. Oh, you went to like the singing Howling Moon or whatever you call it, I think. Yeah.
Yes. And a gentleman was buying us some shots. And we had a couple shots. I got up and went to the bathroom and never came back. I guess I had blacked out in the bathroom. I fell and hit my head, so they called the ambulance. And I woke up, a couple hours later in the ER. Had no idea how I got there, what happened. She woke up in our hotel room. I guess her story was she was wheeled down the strip in a wheelchair. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Just a small girl's trip. No biggie.
Candy?
Yay.
Yay. Blacked out. What happened?
Oh, it's so embarrassing. I can't believe I'm telling you guys. So in college, I was in this situationship with this guy, and I was blackout drunk. I really wanted to go see him, and my friends were, like, holding me back, wouldn't let me
go. Good friends.
Great friends, actually.
Apparently, I was so mad, I pulled the fire alarm.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Yeah, I came to, like, outside. There were, like, lights. It was so confusing.
So you evacuated an entire dorm?
Yeah, I got
because you wanted
trouble.
To see a boy.
Yeah. That's kind of romantic.
No.
Seriously?
No.
Sprinklers didn't go off or anything. You just had to evacuate?
No, yeah, no sprinklers, luckily.
But did you get to see the boy, or were you just, at that point, did you finally realize once you came to, you're like, maybe tonight's not a good night to be in a vehicle?
Yeah, yeah, it was the latter. I got smart.
Did you get in trouble? Did they catch you?
Oh, absolutely. I got fined. Huh. And they were, like, really threatening me with suspension, but luckily I just paid the fine.
Okay.
Oh, good.
But on the plus side, hot firefighters, right?
Ooh, they now we're up. Talking.
Yeah. Forget the boyfriend.
I mean, I barely remember it, but I'm sure it was enjoyable for the people that do remember that.
Wow. thank you, Candy. Emily?
Yay.
Blacked out. What happened to you?
Okay, so the short version is that I blacked out and ended up getting arrested by the sheriff.
Mm.
And to make matters worse, I bit the sheriff.
Oh. Is that how the song goes?
Right. I bit the sheriff, but I didn't bite the deputy. Nope, it's not bit. You don't remember any of that?
Nope, not a single thing. So when I came to, they explained that not only had I been arrested, but I in fact bit this human person.
What? this okay. human person.
Do you have a history of biting? Like, is
Cujo?
That
just, like, what's your deal?
Not that I'm aware of, though now I am concerned that perhaps at other times, maybe this is something that I've done that I'm just not aware of.
Do you like brains? Are you
a zombie?
No, I am definitely not.
Okay. Do you know why you got, I mean, was it just from drinking, and were you drinking for a particular reason? Were you sad that you, like, failed the SAT or you got fired from a job? Like, what makes somebody
get
so...
Did you just get new dentures?
Yeah. What makes you drink to the point of biting a cop or a sheriff?
Well, you know, I was just out with some friends for a happy hour and hadn't eaten enough, and it was a really hot day, and so you know how that goes. And so
I'm so hungry.
Oh my God, you're right. You were hungry. So the holidays, it's a time where we have to go see our parents,
mm-hmm.
if they're still around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get to see them.
And if your parents live out of town, out of state,
mm-hmm.
whatnot, you typically end up having to stay there. Like, when
sure.
you go back to see your parents or AHAC's parents, do you stay at their house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of Ugh. Course.
What do you mean, of course?
Well, there's room for us. I mean, I
understand there's room, but that doesn't mean you have to.
Well, and we have the kids now, too, and stuff. So we're going to get a hotel room?
Yes. 100%.
No.
That's when I made the excuse.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, oh, we
need
a pool.
I can almost see the opposite, like getting a hotel room when you don't have kids.
Because you want to boink?
I don't know. Because then when you have kids, you almost want the help of everyone else there.
But you can always just, like, at, you know, first thing in the morning, you go back to your parents' house for breakfast or whatever and let the kids run around. But like...
Yeah, but bedtime is just, you're in a one big room in a hotel, so you all have to go to bed at 7:30. That's not a vacation.
You're right.
Like, for
but
me.
When they're little, I guess, yeah. Because like, we eventually graduated to like the adjoining rooms.
Yeah.
That's like kids in that room, us in this room.
Okay.
And then
that's good.
You can do terrible things to each other. Do you find that Christmas time, the holiday time, is more romantic? Do you feel like...
Yeah.
Because it said like 2/3 of people in this survey said this is... You get the...
It's holly jolly. Mm-hmm. It's festive. It's fun. It's different than the rest of the year.
Yeah, love is in the air. You're not fighting and stuff. You're
love
just...
is really all around you.
Christmas is all around you.
Well, no.
Christmas is all
around... No, that's a song. But like in the intro or whatever, it's like love is actually all around during the airport scene.
No, I get it.
Okay.
Still haven't seen it.
Let me just...
Oh, come on.
But you know what else it is for me? And I probably shouldn't even say any... Like... There's something about flannel-y pajamas.
Mm.
'Cause you can just spend so much time in like flannel-y, and you're just like, I'm just randy as hell in flannel-y pajamas.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's
Are
hot.
You not?
No, I'm with you. Yeah. Okay. It doesn't, I don't even, it doesn't really matter. What? I'm just randy.
No, it's just one of those things.
Getting, I don't care what season it is.
We're supposed to be talking about something totally different, but it's like.
I don't care what fabric your PJs are. Get them off.
For real, though. No, you don't like you're in them and they're it's like soft and you're just walking around going. Rrr, rrr, and it's just, and you know that they're like. Rrr, rrr, and you're just, ugh. No? There's something about, this is the worst. I swear to God, please tell me. I'm going to give the text line because I need people to back me up. Are you or are you not more randy on Christmas morning? Like, you're in your PJs, your husband or wife is in their PJs, and you're just like, and like the fruits of your labor are all there. Like, everybody, it's just like this big thing. You're just like, God, we got to get up. Like, I have smashed on Christmas Day almost every year because you're like, there's just a thing.
That makes sense. That seems like it's almost primal at that point. That yes. You're just like, we're all here and like, this
but then
is great.
It's weird because your kids are opening presents. You're like, I got to go upstairs. We got to go upstairs. No?
No.
303-222-5423. That's where you text. Tell me I'm crazy. I just think it's a...
I'm in. Yeah, Christmas.
You're like the weird... Like, I'm starting to discover you are the most randy person ever.
Yeah.
Because I'm an advocate for like testosterone replacement. And any of my friends, once they turn 30, I'm like, you should get your T levels checked. You just really should. Just get them checked. If they start to dip, because they just do. And I talk to you about it for like one sentence. You're like, nope.
Yeah. You literally, I remember you saying like
don't need it.
Don't need it. Like,
in fact, my wife will kill me if
yes,
I get it.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm on thin ice as it is. I can't like push it anymore.
That's strange to me that you're like, it's not slowing down for you at all.
I don't know. I've also wondered, I don't know if this is a real thing since I'm not a doctor, but I've wondered if I've had a second puberty because
I don't know if that's a thing.
I remember like, I was a very competitive basketball player, right? All through high school, I played a little in college, and like basketball was my life.
Yeah.
And then I was done and we were married and stuff. And then I started playing in rec leagues, right? Just like league night, Tuesday night, oh, get some guys together, play basketball. And I would find myself way more upset at these rec league games than state tournament games when I was really trying to. Yeah. And I was like, something's different about me. Like, I feel like I have more testosterone or
it's
like.
It's totally a thing.
Is
Shut
it?
Up. Like,
you're in the age range for it.
For a second puberty?
Yeah.
Really?
So
okay.
There's another testosterone spike or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a real... No, no
we
way.
We would lose the championship game and it'd be like, oh, we'll get them next year. And then I'd lose the Tuesday night game and I would come home screaming
at the
and stuff.
Yeah, and you're like...
And I'd be way more mad at the refs and... And I would just be so frustrated.
Huh.
So I don't know. Maybe I'm reaping the benefits. It's not all negative.
Let's get AHAC on the phone. I'm thinking she probably thinks the opposite. The reason I'm saying all this is you're more romantic during Christmas, especially in the PJs for me.
Okay.
But then you're at your parents' house.
Mm.
And Whoa. So the question was posed to the interweb. How many of you, when you go home for the holidays, smash on your old bed?
On your childhood bed.
Yeah. More than 50% have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's that low. Why wouldn't you?
First off, as I was driving away from my parents' house when I went to college, I watched my bedroom set going out the back door. They're like, this is not an option anymore. Like it became their computer room immediately.
Mm.
So I don't have the option. But I had fortunately done things in there before. But it's real difficult. Like my parents' room is like right across the hall. How are you going to do that?
What's the big deal? I'm a married man. I have two kids. Like, what? I assume they would know what's going on if they heard, or just be quiet.
But you're not. No, I'm just always so grateful.
There's a different style, right? If you're in the sneaky mode, you're in sneaky mode. Versus if you're just like when you have kids, there's different. If the kids are gone for the weekend, now we're in just full unleash mode, right? But if they're there, if they're downstairs or whatever. You're in a it's a different mode. It's a different type of relations. So you just got to do one of those. Okay. You're not screaming and stuff, I assume, or else your kids are like, what's going on
sobbing
up there?
Sobbing is the thing. But Aaron, you haven't.
I mean, I don't have my childhood bed anymore, but I did. But I've also never had to go home. I'm from here. So like, I don't know.
But of like... If you and your boyfriend were over having Thanksgiving
non-existent
dinner,
for the record.
No, I know you don't have a boyfriend now, but like when you did.
Yeah.
if you guys were over there, it's like, oh, I want to show you something in my room. Would you just go up there and like, bad baby, and then come back down looking disheveled?
No, I never did anything on the holidays. There's too much going on.
Huh. Yeah, I know. We need a break from that. You know? There's so much going on.
Look, this year, are you going to see your family?
I am, yeah. And we'll be staying in my childhood room. I think it's technically a new bed because I had a twin bed forever. So it's a full bed now, at least.
And but you're going to smash on it.
If my wife allows me to, then yeah, it's in my plans. It's in my itinerary.
Okay. I just want you to try the flannel pajamas. Okay. We promised it and we're giving you a chance at $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving away 100 scratch tickets from the Colorado Lottery.
Yeah. 50 for you, 50 for a friend.
Or, you know, you could keep 50 and kick it back to your favorite disc jockey.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And who would that be?
Anyways.
This is from the Colorado Lottery. And like we said, these are great stocking stuffers. I give them to anybody 18 and over. You can't don't give them to kids because like they can't turn them in.
Right.
But
you're giving them a big gift, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're giving them something that's got value, obviously, but it could have exponential
even more value
beyond whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So your code word today is?
Share.
Oh,
because you're gonna
50,
share,
and then you share the other.
Yeah,
I see.
So like,
I could turn back time,
why wouldn't you pick a song with the word "share" in it? Oh, I get it. Wow. Okay. Don't spell it like that, though.
All right. Text the word
"share."
Yes. Text the word "share" to 303.
Spell it right. Spell it right, please.
303-222-5423. So there's a story out that humans, is this just men or is this humans, go through a second adolescence at the age of 50.
So it's kind of like a midlife crisis. When does that happen?
Is it like now? Because I'm feeling it.
See, here's the thing about this room. This is why I wanted to bring this up. Second adolescence, a couple things. I don't know what it is. I don't believe in a midlife crisis because that implies you know when you're going to die.
Because
midlife crisis, like if your life
expectancy. I don't think anyone looks at it that way, though.
Yeah, but midlife crisis has always been like 50. You turn 50, guys buy a red Corvette, dump their wife and get like a big boobed chick who's like 15 years younger than him and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you're not going to live to 100. So that's not a midlife crisis. Your midlife crisis should be like 35, 38. Because like men.
Don't say that. No.
Because you're going to live to 70 to like 70. I think the average men's life expectancy is like 75.
No one is thinking like I'm 38. It's 50 is a big number.
So that's why you do it?
I think so.
The thing about this thing,
it's 76 for men in the U.S. So I'm 38, yeah.
38 is 30, your...
Do you want to get a motorcycle with me?
You're going through something. The fact that you want to get a motorcycle, that's not you.
That's fine.
No, it's fine.
It is me.
It's not you.
It is.
It's not, though.
I've always wanted one.
But you want a lot of weird things, and I just... Like, as your big brother, I occasionally have to go, like, what do you... No. You don't want a motorcycle.
I do.
Would it be like...
I saw someone driving. It was this hot chick driving like...
Riding,
whatever. A white one that was like exactly what I wanted. I had to stop myself from being like, what kind is that?
You didn't take any pictures of this hot chick on the bike, did you?
Yeah, can we see how her butt... Like, okay, listen. And I want to say stuff to you, but then you're just going to do that whole like moody teenager thing where it's like, you're more likely to die on a motorcycle, not being your fault. And you're going to be like, good, great. I don't care if we die. Cause you do that to diffuse the argument. It's just what you
I
do.
Don't.
Yeah. You do all the time. It's like, you shouldn't do that cause you could die doing it. It's like, great.
I don't say that.
Yes, you do.
No,
like, you are so dark and moody at times. When somebody tries to talk you out of something, you're like,
dark.
I welcome death. It's like,
I don't say that.
Things like that.
False.
Hack.
Yeah.
Hack.
Death should be the fourth member of the show.
That's what I'm saying. Tell me that I'm wrong.
What I say is
like. Ladies and gentlemen, the Reaper.
The stuff that I say is like. like, it doesn't matter because I don't know when it's going to happen, so I'm going to live my life.
No, you don't say it like that. You do it all like, meh.
No.
Yes, hey.
Definitely not that.
I think you, okay.
So would the motorcycle, would it be your daily, everyday thing, or would it be something you keep, you take on the weekends, like, or is
it
your,
like... I would like it to be a daily thing.
Mm. It rains here. Do you know what rain feels like?
Okay, when it's not raining.
Do you know what rain feels like on a motorcycle?
No.
If you're, oh God.
Don't look at me. I've never ridden.
Haven't ridden a motorcycle?
No, I won't even go in the parking lot if there's one in there. It's way too dangerous.
I wanted to get one, but my ex-wife was like, you have to triple your life insurance policy to get it. And it's true.
Yeah, my wife wants one. My father-in-law has several motorcycles, and she wants one.
I don't know how to tell you this, but yeah, I could see her doing it, not you.
I'd ride on the back.
And it's called something.
Okay. A backpack.
Close. Rhymes with rich. Oh. Yeah. No, you can't have that. I just want you to know.
Well,
but that could
it.
Be you doing this thing that supposedly happens at 50, where you have your second adolescence, where all of a sudden you just become... It's not impetuous. Impulsive? Is that the word?
You're more observant to like, wow, I've already lived 50 years. There's not a lot of time left. So I need to like catch up and do all these crazy things.
I don't know that that's ever going to happen to me.
Because you started at 20 touring. 18 touring.
Yeah.
And like already doing those crazy things.
I've never not done those things. I haven't finished my first adolescence. Like, does anybody in this room think I'm mature? Yes, yeah. I can fix a sprinkler. I can do man things, but I am not a man. Try dating me. Like, I am not a man. I can pay for the food, but like...
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that.
What do you want from me?
Spot on, boss. You nailed it.
I live my life looking for like you guys to like be on my side, and this is the one time I don't know that I wanted it. So you think I'm immature?
No, I think you have a youthfulness in your ways.
Do not try to sugarcoat it. It's okay if you say I'm immature. I won't be mad.
No, I wouldn't say immature because you have a family, you have kids, you take care of...
You can be completely immature and have those things.
No, but I think true maturity is like you handle your business first and then you have the fun. And I think if you're immature, you just have fun.
Okay.
But
I'm definitely an adolescent.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never... Making the decision to leave engineering school that was paid for to get on a bus where I barely made enough to eat is the most idiotic thing a human can do.
But there's something about it where I like almost respect it even more because you knew what you wanted to do and you knew that you had to give your full self to it.
But then I didn't get it.
But you did.
But I didn't get it. I mean,
are you not proud of where you've come?
No, but I didn't get that. So I could have been making engineering money and just quit.
Would you like to be an engineer instead of what you're doing right now?
No,
because you have previously said something that would be very mean to engineers.
That I would, like the people who are engineers, I wouldn't even want to be friends with them?
Yeah.
Well, I was just while I was in school. While I was in school, I just started, like, you're hanging out in the engineering school of CU, and I'm like, ugh.
Like you don't belong. You just felt like you didn't.
I don't. It's like there's nothing wrong with those people. They're great, but I don't want to hang out with them.
Yeah, I think they would probably say the same about you.
100%.
Get that weirdo out of here.
Shut up.
Did you see his hair down to his butt?
But you've done the exact same thing. You
kinda.
You chose the path less traveled.
Yeah, I had a job right. I always knew I wanted to do radio. I had a job as a news director at a station right out of college. And I worked it for a week before I gave my week notice. So I worked I got one total paycheck before I left and went to California for an internship.
Because you knew it wasn't it.
I knew it wasn't it. I was wearing a tie every day. I was on the radio, but it just wasn't.
You had to wear a tie on the radio?
On the radio, yeah.
Who can tell that you're wearing a tie?
Because I was the news director, and I'd have to go into the community,
who
and I'd
cares?
Have to interview people.
You're not wearing pants today.
I know. I chose the right path.
I've got a story. I am outraged by my story, to be completely honest.
Oh my gosh.
A guy was arrested for watching an adult film.
Oh.
And I'm going to get into the details of it, and you're not going to be happy.
Okay. Well, I have a story where Christmas was the highlight of this family.
Oh boy. This is not going to go well.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A family in Chile.
Hello.
I don't know.
Chile?
Chile?
I don't
Chile.
Yo no sé.
Chile. Yo no sé.
Well, the police raided this family's home.
It's a raid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big time. And they found out that there were presents underneath the Christmas tree until they looked a little closer at that Christmas tree and they realized that it was a marijuana plant.
Oh.
The devil's lettuce decorated like a typical Christmas tree. Yeah. They knew police officers were...
Hey.
Is it strong enough to like keep ornaments on it? So it doesn't...
I don't know. That's a big plant.
The branches don't
this
fall.
This is some pretty strong...
Police officers were first suspicious
when
all
It's very obvious to tell you've never been high.
God, can I just pretend?
No.
Hey, guys, I'm so high right now. Can you talk to your nose more like that? Hey,
no.
Man. Because like Jay and Chong used to be like, hey, man, Dave's not here, man. No? You say man a lot more? I think I would say man a lot more. Man.
The heck?
Police officers were suspicious because all of the presents had bite marks out of them. They were very... had the munchies.
Okay.
Oh, I went back to you for that. Gosh.
Yeah, we should have just stayed with me. Hey, man, Dave's not here, man. You even know what that is?
Mm-mm.
You remember Cheech and Chong? He was like knocking on the door and it's like, hey, Dave, let me in.
No,
he's
know.
Like, hey, let me in. He's like, who's there? He's like, it's me, Dave. He's like, Dave's not here, man. Never mind.
I know Cheech more from That 70s Show.
Same.
He was like, it was.
He was the owner of the photo hut.
Yeah, his name is Leo on the show.
Yeah.
Which is. All right. Sorry, son.
All right, my story's out of Canada.
Hey.
Dig off,
eh? Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Dave's not
remember
here,
Cheech and Chong when they were like, hey, man, Dave's not here, man, eh? A dude was arrested for watching pornography. That's how far we've got.
Tyranny.
A police officer was driving down the road and pulled up next to a car, and he noticed the man had his phone on the dash. Watching the hub.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There's the details are
he was
important.
Swerving in a rather rhythmic pattern. So he was pulled over because he was glancing down at his speedometer, but not to check his speed.
Oh no.
To watch the hub.
That's one word where you're really like, look, hands at 10 and 2, buddy. All right. Before I approach.
Mine would be at 2. Where would yours be?
6? What? I'm not following.
I was doing length.
Okay.
And you went with 6, and nobody's buying that.
No.
Oh, you were going with the time.
Yeah, I was going with the time. I don't know what you're doing.
Where is Dave?
Yeah. Hey, Dave. That was real weed.
Dave's not here, man. No, actually, today, we're the only stupid people we can find for today.